Walter, welcome to Milberger's Gardening, South Texas. How you doing today?
Just fine, sir. Thank you for taking my call.
You bet, Walter. What's going on?
This is a related question to a garden. Could I ask you about an oak tree?
Sure.
The thing is a huge tree. I'd say huge. I guess it's probably 20.
Well, where do you live, first time?
I live off of Bitters in San Antonio, Texas.
I know that, but I'm talking about, are you in the rock?
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead.
What's happening to my tree is there's a large tree, but I have a couple of roots that surfaced. Pretty large roots. And they're going towards my sidewalk. Can I cut those things off, or would it kill the tree?
We don't have an urban forester now.
Yeah.
We can't answer that.
Yeah, you can cut them off.
I wouldn't do it till fall.
Yeah, that's
right.
You know, until
we get more rain.
Yeah, till it's best. But
this fall, they're pretty large. They're probably about 4 or 5 inches in diameter.
Yeah, and I'll bet, too, with this dry weather and lack of any kind of vegetation in there, that they're really becoming more visible. But generally, the live oaks are the most tolerant of that kind of action, and you actually can take a portion of those roots out. It's probably better for the plant even to get them out of there, because all those wounds on there are more of a threat than the, you know, some clean cuts.
No, we should make a disclaimer that Calvin is not an urban forest and presently without an urban forest.
Jerry's
in your opinion, it would not kill it.
No.
He's not an urban forest.
Jerry is saying this because our urban forester just went to work for the San Antonio water system. So So he's making complicating every story by
adding this. That thing, one of them is run up against my sidewalk and it turned, but I'm still afraid it's going to crack it.
Yeah. I think it's, I was going to say, I think it's less of a threat to your sidewalk than it is to you tripping over it or doing like I do. If you're not alert and you're kind of watching and you hit those roots and those handles stick you right in the chest.
Oh, that's correct.
Suppose you go
that's
out
right.
barefooted for the paper.
Yeah.
Oh,
sure.
Man.
Sure does.
That can mess your feet up bad, man.
Well, I do appreciate it.
All right, thanks, Walter.
Thank you.